From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen, alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. Mike, it's a pretty basic question. You go from 21-3 down, and you outscore the Jets 28-3 the rest of the way. What changed? What happened?
Well, it was important to keep everybody in their seats for four quarters. You know, it was opening game. We just didn't start very well. I mean, I just think with, offensively, obviously fumbling the first snap, it just kind of, frankly, I thought the Jets offense made some big time plays. They converted a 3rd-and-11 down there in the red area. Geno hit the touchdown throw, and as Clay was hitting them. So, you know, they made some big time plays early, and our guys just kept battling. But, you know, you could feel it starting to turn a little bit there in the second quarter that we were getting the momentum back. The touchdown right before the half was obviously big. And in the third quarter, you know, I thought our guys really hit their stride.
Mike, take us inside the coach's headset. It's 21-3. It's the home opener. The stadium's full. It's alumni weekend, and you're down 21-3 early in the second quarter. You are thinking what?
Well, I think just experience on the job helps you, you know, because I go back to my first home opener, you know. I remember thinking, what would I get myself into? Because the score stayed that way. It was 31-3. But really, we had a lot of football left. For everything that went wrong and happened fast, there was a ton of football left. There was no panic. We just really stayed with our plan. We really didn't adjust a whole lot.
Jordy Nelson had 209 receiving yards, the most since 1996 for a Packers receiver. But the guy after the game, Mike, says he left plays on the field. Is this one of the most humble superstars you've been around?
Well, I think it just tells you a lot about Jordy. Jordy, you know, he takes his job very seriously, and he works at his craft. You know, he's looking to make every opportunity because, I mean, he knows the way it goes. It's, you know, sometimes you may get 10, 12 targets, and then there's weeks you may get 6 or 7. So I think it just tells you a lot about him as a person.
Jordy's putting up crazy numbers, Mike. As a coach, will you plan for what's sure to be some added attention as far as trying to cover him? Do you plan for that, or you just, hey, we run our offense, and if they're doubling him, we'll go somewhere else? Is there any kind of a plan?
It's really the way that the offense is set up. I mean, when you design a pass and you put Jordy Nelson in the primary slot, obviously the complement routes to that will take advantage of those types of situations. So it's really it's how you tilt your playbook, you know, once you move on to the next game.
Tremont Williams allowed one completion and had the pick right before the half after the Mike Daniels pressure. Did that, in your mind, really turn the game around, essentially?
No,
at that
point? I thought it was definitely a big, huge play, and then obviously to complement it with the drive. So Mike Daniels played lights out. He was in their backfield a bunch, and yeah, but that was definitely one of the biggest plays.
Mike, as far as Daniels goes, when you have a high-energy guy like him playing at a high-energy level, the rest of the guys kind of feed off it, don't they?
Oh, definitely. I mean, everybody wants personality. It's attractive. You can tap into it. You'd like to see your younger players like Mike continue to grow in that area because you never have enough toughness and personality, and he brings it every day.
Mike, I swear at least like 95% of the time when a team goes on a 90-yard drive and scores a touchdown, they win the game. Do you go to research and development guru Mike Ayers and say, you know, I know you love stats and stuff like that, but it just seems like it's dominance, it's confidence, it's a will. Is there something about a long drive like that that just permeates through the whole team?
Well, it definitely taps into the will of your opponent. There's no question about it because, you know, you obviously had a time on the field, you know, in timely fashion that we did it in, and, you know, they're probably feeling pretty good about themselves going into the half, and they got the ball coming out. So, yeah, that definitely helps. There's no doubt about it.
Defensively speaking, Mike, playing the running game, I noticed last week in practice you opened practice with team tackling. That was drill number one. And against the Jets, Chris Ivory, 3-3 a carry. Chris Johnson, 1-8 a carry. You had to be pleased with those results, huh?
Very much so. I mean, we were really – I thought our guys were really tapped into, you know, the type of runs they were doing with Ivory and so forth. So I thought the way we played it you know, the mindset was correct, and you know, and the technique was better. I mean, we could still improve. You know, it's something you got to work on each and every week. Fundamentals are, you know, something that you know, really, that's how you win. So we'll continue to do tackling, period, number one. I appreciate you noting that, though.
And you mentioned it, Mike. Guys in the locker room after the game said there was no panic. There might have been obviously some correction on the sideline, but how does that process go about?
You know, I think that, you know, the phrase halftime adjustment is it's not reality, because, you know, you're adjusting all the time. You got the headsets, the network, you know, and as far as everything, the network to the players. So, you know, we were down 21-3. It happened so fast, which was probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. Really, we just kept playing.
Next up, our special guest on the Mike McCarthy Show, Jordy Nelson.
Tonight's guest has been everything a Green Bay Packer should be on and off the field since the day he got here. Please welcome Jordy Nelson. Jordy, I've been doing some ciphering. Two games, you got 18 catches for 292 yards. Now, if you extrapolate to 16 games, that is 236 catches for 2,336 yards. How would that kind of season treat you, buddy?
That would be just fine. I would be pretty tired, I think, by the end of that year, but it'd be a good one.
Jordy, I noticed during a ball game that as you guys got down to the goal line on one or two occasions, they had like high and low coverage on you. You're out by yourself, split to the left side, and they got a guy up on you and a guy behind him, and then the other nine are taking care of everybody else. Are you ready for extra attention? Because these numbers are kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think it's something we saw them do it on film a little bit, and we always, you know, with Rex Ryan and the way he is creative with his defense, they're going to create something. And we don't know what, so it's always the adjustment throughout the game. But they did do it a couple of times. We still had an opportunity on one. I didn't make the play, and but you know, we'll adjust to those and get comfortable with it and keep moving forward. And we got enough talent everywhere else that they'll make plays if they try to bring too much attention over.
Jordy, earlier a couple months ago or whatever, you signed one of those mega deals, okay? And congratulations.
Thanks.
However, having seen Jordy for the past 7 years, he's like really like regular, like normal, yeah. Like grew up on a farm. I mean, is there a moment where you sit down with Emily, your bride, and say, we are like crazy rich? I mean, how do you handle it?
A little bit. It's surreal. You don't really understand it, to be honest with you. Yeah. We won't ever get through it. We don't know what to do with it, but we'll figure it out and hopefully, you know, do some good things with it, help out some people, and, you know, hopefully do the right thing with it all.
Mike, I'm not saying this because he's here, but Jordy Nelson must be a pleasure to coach.
Definitely. I still can't get past your introduction. I don't know if I can say anything nicer than that about Jordy, because he obviously definitely deserves it. Yes, he's so consistent. He makes all of us, all the coaches' jobs very easy.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, first up we have Brandon, and Brandon has a question for Jordy.
Yeah. Hey, Jordy, I know you alluded to it a little bit earlier in your 80-yard explanation of the touchdown there. So in 2011, we had a lot of those double moves that you had a lot of success on. Aaron hit you a lot for, I think, at least three games that I remember that we busted long yardage on. I see we're getting back to that as a program, so I know this one ended up more on the perimeter. Kind of what's different that you're going through your head when that play's called?
We don't ever know when it's going to be called, obviously. I don't know how often we start off a possession with it, but it worked. So a lot of it is getting into those personnel groups. But last year we hit one, a different double move at Baltimore. We toss them in every once in a while. You can't do them all the time because, you know, teams look back at usually the last three or four games and check out the film and get the scouting report on it. So, but we've done a good job, hit them on a very high percentage, and obviously having Eddie back there at the run game and the way those guys are able to run the ball up front has helped out a lot.
Next up, Marsha, and you have a question for Jordy as well.
Hi, Jordy. Awesome game yesterday. I'd like to ask you, I understand you did a video.
I did.
And I was wondering if you could share with us some insight into that video.
Yes, I believe you're talking about the Pink Glove campaign. So for breast cancer, we did a video. I think I saw the video. Everyone, I think, in the community was a part of it. If cancer survivors were doing some stuff here at the stadium, and some of us players were a part of it with the Pink Gloves. And I did some juggling. It's the hobby I do on the side. I do little kid parties, so you can – I'm kidding. I do not do little kid parties. I juggled some footballs for a little bit, so they made me look good on film, and we move forward.
Who would have thought Jordy Nelson available for your kids' party next time around?
Again,
learn something new on the show every time, Jordy, I tell you. All right, Peter, you have a question for the coach.
Yes, coach. Could you elaborate on some of the adjustments you made, particularly on defense, for the second half?
Well, I really have a question for you. Why wouldn't you ask Jordy the question? really, adjustment-wise, really from the second quarter on, we just pretty much ran our defense. You know, we played a lot of base early, went to the nickel, our nickel package, and schematically was a lot of the same things. So our guys just cranked it up, and like I said, you know, from the second quarter on, you know, that's the kind of football game you want to be in.
All right, great questions. Next up, it's Larry and Jordy on that 80-yard touchdown on the telestrator. You're watching the Michael Cousins Show.
Lacy Rogers sets the throw. Rainbow's right side. Jordy's got it. At the 50, cuts it back up to the 40. Off to the races. To the 30. Cutting left. He's gone. 10-5. Touchdown.
We are back with Jordy Nelson. And Jordy, guess what play we're going to look at?
A pretty good one, I think. So we'll see.
You think correctly, sir. Anyway, Jordy, here you are up here. Prior to the snap, you are thinking 80-yard touchdown. What are you thinking?
Not necessarily a yard touchdown. I was thinking a lot, actually, because with him being pressed right now, it would make the route a little bit more difficult, so I didn't know how I was going to release off him to get the out and up that we wanted. So I was processing through that and figuring out what release I was going to do to try to get outside to run the out. But then on the snap, as we can see, he turns, and whenever a DB puts their butt to the boundary and bails, it's pretty much impossible for them to cover an out route. So once I saw that, I was pretty excited. I knew we were going to have a pretty good chance. And when we got to the top of the break and I was able to get him to flip his hips like that, he was done. So it was all about making sure Aaron had to be able to get rid of the ball.
So at this point, you're thinking golden?
I'm thinking,
I got this dude beat.
I hope Aaron can get rid of the ball. And the big question would be where this guy would be. If he played over top, if he got sucked up in the run action, you don't ever know, and it's kind of the blind spot. So, but once the ball was in the air, I was able to see him and react.
Okay, let me ask you this. Stop it right here just for a second. All right, you're open. Now this is what would happen to me. Okay, the ball takes a while to get there. Mm-hmm. The whole way I'd be thinking, I hope I don't drop it. I hope I don't. Yeah. Have you ever had those kind of thoughts?
Absolutely. We usually have those thoughts on the nod post that we ran like at Baltimore last year, because it's more of a deeper throw. Aaron usually puts more air under it. This one he kind of put a little bit more on a line to, you know, so the safety couldn't have time to react. So there wasn't quite as much time to have those wonderful thoughts.
All right. Wonderful. Let's go forward. And a ball arrives as scheduled. The catch is made as scheduled. And now stop it right here. Okay. This guy's a pretty good player, Calvin Pryor.
Yes.
Safety, one of those heat-seeking missile guys. And he comes into your view, and Jordy is thinking, reacting, what?
Thinking cutback. I didn't think he probably would have had the angle. I mean, he was taking an angle to cut me off probably right about the 40-yard line. And I wanted to make a quick cutback. That way this guy wouldn't have time to catch back up. So I was hoping it would work, and it's very similar to a play a few years ago against St. Louis, to where I was able to cut back, get over his hand right there, and score a touchdown.
Okay, yeah, huh? All right. Okay. This guy, you're gaining on him, D. Milliner.
I know.
He's a first-round draft choice, like a real high pick.
Yes.
You're leaving him. Now I want to ask you, the last question I want to ask you, okay, You know, you've done a million of these. Anything unique about this one? Was there anything strange going on in the Lambeau Leap this time?
Well, the very unique thing is, if you can see this girl right there closest to me, is my neighbor.
Unincredible!
Yeah, so she was there with her boyfriend and just happened to caught it in that area and jumped right by him.
Now, did you recognize her when you were
I knew my neighbors told me they were going to be at the game, and they had sat there, you know, years prior and games prior, so I knew the general area, and then, I mean, I didn't really, like, directly go straight to him, but obviously very close.
Jordy, thanks for being with us. Continued success.
Thank you.
Jordy Nelson, everybody. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment. Stay with us.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. After a victory, we have game balls to hand out. And Mike?
No-brainer on offense. Jordy Nelson gets the game ball. Have you seen or graded that well of a performance for a receiver? Does it rank up there?
Well, it's definitely one of the top performances regardless. I think that's why he's on the show today, right?
That's so, right, yeah.
But, no, Jordy had a great game. It was a no-brainer.
Mike Daniels gets the defensive game ball, Mike. And the thing that's really impressive about him is both playing the run and pass rush. He's against the Jets, he was a complete package.
No doubt about it. Mike Daniels had a number of impact plays, and actually he had a couple plays where he beat his guy so bad he over-pursued the football. So, I mean, it's Mike's playing at a very high level right now, so it's great to see him have the success that he had against the Jets.
Two special teams game balls this week. Mason Crosby had the 55-yard field goal. Mike, let's talk about him first. That's the longest for a Packers kicker at Lambeau Field, and 18 made field goals in a row. He's been extremely consistent.
Absolutely. I mean, Mason's he's been kicking the ball very, very well all through training camp, not only just with the field goal, but I thought he kicked off. You know, his kickoffs are great, so he's stroking it. I think people sometimes forget how strong his leg is. I mean, that kick looked like it probably could have went 65. So just a great performance by Mason. We needed those field goals, particularly early in the game, and just we need to get points on the board, so he kind of kept us in it.
And Andy Malumba also gets the other special team.
Andy Malumba, he was our highest. We have a production chart, and Andy had the most points going into the game with his production, so he played very well.
Mike, I want to ask you about a young fella who's kind of getting his on-the-job training, Derek Sherrod. And, you know, Derek, something about his game, now he has a couple bad plays and so forth. However, when he does his stuff right, Derek can block those guys.
Derek Sherrod's a very powerful human being. He's long-levered. He just, you know, once again, he's coming back. Obviously, I don't even want to bring it up, but he's worked his way back, and he's only going to get better each and every week. So he definitely took a big step against the Jets.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the next opponent, the Detroit Lions. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montepoli.
Welcome back for the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, you're back on the road. Detroit has a new head coach, Wisconsin native Jim Caldwell. What have they changed from what you've seen?
Well, I mean, they've changed, you know, not only head coaches, but coordinators. So, you know, their offense is similar to New Orleans, just in their style of play as far as the personnel groups that they get in and out of. The defense hasn't changed a whole lot. So, very talented. Obviously, I was very impressed with their performance against the Giants. I have not watched their second game yet, but, you know, they're off to a good start.
Mike, isn't this past week in the NFL a great example of what a week-to-week life it is? I mean, Seattle, very impressive in the opener. They go get beat by San Diego. The entire NFC North is 1-1 right now. It's really week-to-week, isn't it?
No doubt about it. I mean, it's such a long year. So many things happen. You know, really, you have to focus on, you know, the quarters of each season. We're going into a 17-day, you know, stretch here. We have three division games. So you just really have to break them down and take them one at a time, because you can't swing with the, you know, the perception of where people think your team is based on one performance. So we improved from week one to week two, and we need to improve to be successful in week three. That's our focus.
And, Mike, good luck against the Lions.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. That's the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after the Detroit game next week.